Thank you so much for speaking with me, Charlene. It seems to me, at least, that Republican legislators have introduced a number of bills dealing with voting. What's your reaction?
Oh, well, Kim, let me tell you, first and foremost, we have not heard one bill introduced about COVID. With that said, yes, there's definitely an attack on our voting rights. Yuma County has one of the highest rates of vote by mail. One bill that's been introduced would adversely affect us. So if you haven't voted in the last couple of elections, you'll be purged from the voting rolls. This is not right. And, you know, I don't want to put it on a party, but I have to. This is the Republicans' way of anger management, I guess.
You mentioned COVID a moment ago. Tell me what constituents have had to say to you about the virus.
They want us to start being proactive and talking about how we are going to recover from COVID, how we are going to get our kids back to school safely, making sure that our teachers are well paid, and now we have to make sure that they're safe, that they have the vaccine, that if they're sick, that they can take sick days without being penalized.
I understand Democrats are trying to raise what Arizona pays for unemployment insurance, with so many Arizonans losing their jobs because of COVID.
I have two colleagues working with two Republicans on an unemployment insurance bill. It's not as robust as we wish it could be, but it will raise the weekly amount of unemployment benefits. We were talking about 400. It looks like the bill will be about 300. It will be less of a penalty on our businesses that pay into the unemployment insurance fund. There's a waiting week when you apply for unemployment benefits. It would waive that waiting week. And we should come up with a bill that we could all get behind.
Another issue that's come up in the session is abortion. I know of two bills so far. One, if it's passed, would charge the woman and her doctor with a crime.
This would make it not just a crime, but it would be murder. A medical doctor, doing what he is, I mean, this is what he does. A doctor, you know, where else would you want a woman to go if she needed an abortion? To a doctor. And he would be charged with murder. She would be charged with murder. Yes, it is important that we talk about these things, that we try to prevent abortion with the upfront things. Make sure that our kids know about sex education. One of my colleagues is dropping a sex education bill that can be implemented in school so that our kids understand this, that women have accessibility to care beforehand, that they have the medication so they don't get pregnant, so they know what to do, to family plan. We do not want to do these very dangerous pathways to charging a doctor and a woman with murder. And Kim, I got to tell you, we hear from our constituents and they want us to go in this direction about making life better for Arizonans.
My thanks to Legislative District 4 Representative Charlene Fernandez for speaking with me. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.